You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kita kini hidup dalam masyarakat yang semakin terisolasi, di mana 1 dari 4 warga Australia yang berusia lebih tua hidup sendirian. Berjumpa dengan orang-orang baru yang kemungkinan memiliki pendapat yang sama di komunitas Anda tidak semudah dahulu. Bagaimana jika Anda membuat kelompok sosial sendiri di mana orang-orang dengan minat yang sama dapat bertemu dengan Anda dalam kehidupan nyata? Rangkuman khusus Viva kali ini, pendengar, disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Metaxia CBDs merasa frustrasi dengan orang tuanya dan gaya hidupnya yang tidak sehat untuk waktu yang cukup lama. Perasaan ini semakin menguat setelah ia kehilangan orang tuanya dan perjuangannya melawan kanker payudara. Pada saat itulah ia memutuskan untuk mendirikan kelompok pertemuan orang-orang Yunani Melbourne untuk mendorong gaya hidup yang lebih sehat di antara sesama orang Yunani Australia sambil mempromosikan bisnisnya.
I really didn't know who would join. What I am noticing though is a lot of people in the group are actually scared to attend events. They're hesitant in many cases. They're just watching to see what the group does. However, there are some that are actually coming out and meeting together. It's actually from that 30-something bracket right through to our eldest members is into his 60s.
Metaxia memerlukan waktu beberapa saat untuk mengenal apa itu namanya hosting dan menjalankan grup online dengan bantuan seorang rekan. Dalam lebih dari 3 tahun ketika ia berjuang melawan kanker, kelompok Melbourne Greeks Meetup telah berkembang beranggotakan sekitar 200 orang.
It's a platform where people can come together. We used to take that for granted as children because our parents had a lot of social gatherings that they had taken the time to create through their associations and community networks. But that seems to have eroded as time has progressed. And I believe this platform will give an opportunity for people to come together and reignite our Greek heritage as well.
Menurut spesialis media digital dan sosial, Mel Cattle, ada banyak cara yang dapat Anda ambil untuk membentuk jaringan sosial Anda sendiri melalui platform online.
Through the Meetup website, there's setting up a group through a Facebook group. There's setting up a LinkedIn group, which tends to be for more professional groups. And there's creating your own event and running it through something like a ticket selling site such as either Eventbrite or Sticky Ticket.
Sekitar 35 juta pengguna di seluruh dunia terhubung melalui platform Meetup yang populer, menyatukan orang-orang dengan minat yang sama dan mereka berada di luar jaringan media sosial Anda. Tetapi Cattle menyarankan untuk menanyakan pertanyaan kepada diri sendiri, mengapa Anda ingin memulai sebuah kelompok sebelum membuat komitmen?
Is there already a group established that you could join instead? Do you want it to have an educational purpose? Do you want it to be about networking? Do you want it to be social? And then when you created your group, how are you going to bring people together? What kind of event will you run? Will it be going to see a movie and then having dinner afterwards? Will it be doing something physical, like maybe going for a hike or a walk or a bushwalk? And then you need to think about who should join and why. Do you have time to actually lead the group and be responsible for everything that's happening? How often do you want your group to meet?
Meetup memungut biaya administrasi mulai dari sekitar $17 per bulan, tergantung pada berapa banyak acara atau kelompok yang Anda pegang. Meskipun tidak semua grup pertemuan online ini memungut biaya, Cattle merekomendasikan bahwa perlu bagi Anda untuk memperhitungkan semua biaya yang berkaitan dengan operasional grup.
Every event has a cost, whether it's providing tea and coffee for your people or some catering. And so you need to work out what are you going to do to cover those costs. Are you going to pay for them yourself? Are you going to charge a registration fee? Could you find a sponsor? So they're just a few of the things that you need to think about.
Menempatkan diri di dunia digital tentu melibatkan resiko terutama bagi pengguna internet yang berusia lebih tua. Statistik dari Australian Competition and Consumer Commission mendapati bahwa kelompok usia di atas 65 tahun mengalami tingkat penipuan online tertinggi. Dr. Vidi Poddar, pakar keamanan informasi di Curtin University, mengatakan bahwa ia memperingatkan bahwa terlalu banyak batasan ini dapat menghilangkan jangkauan sosial dari kelompok Anda. Ia juga mendorong untuk mengambil langkah-langkah guna melindungi diri Anda secara online.
Keep the bare minimum information that is required to set up the groups. When you create an online account, I will just use a pseudonym just to make sure that my privacy is maintained. You could have invite-only group. So you could say people can apply to be part of the group, but you can be selective on who you accept or not in that group. So that is some kind of a way to filter out who you will be socializing with.
Dalam kasus Dr. Poddar, teknologi ini telah memberikan peluang bagi orang tuanya yang sedang berkunjung dari India untuk berjumpa dengan orang-orang yang memiliki pandangan serupa dalam situasi yang berbeda.
My mom is a good singer, so we said that the event would be about singing or chanting Indian music. And we got, I think, around 12 or 13 people interested to come. 7 or 8 people did come up, and it was a good social experience for them in a different country.
Untuk menjadi anggota kelompok Melbourne Greek ini, Anda harus berusia antara 30 hingga pertengahan 50 tahun, sesuai dengan apa yang diminta oleh Metaxia Sibidis. Banyak anggotanya yang memiliki kegemaran yang serupa dalam menjaga warisan dan juga bahasa Yunani, dan hal ini tetap dihidupkan melalui pertemuan mereka. Saat ia mensurvei para anggota, tujuan kelompok juga telah meluas dari apa yang awalnya ia pikirkan. Dan dia juga bersemangat untuk melihat bagaimana perjalanan kelompok ini berikutnya.
It's needed because there's a lot of isolation amongst our community, especially the younger generation who are sitting behind technology and don't necessarily understand the concept of community and coming together. And then there's the other extreme where you've got the older people who are looking for a way of maintaining their heritage and community in a space where they're coming together to meet again. But these people from both different age groups are obviously accessing technology to do so.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.